And we have a special guest in studio with us this morning, Jimmy Miller, the last surviving member of the Hoosier Playboys, joins us on this Friday. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. Glad to have you today because we got a lot to talk about. First, for those not familiar with the Hoosier Playboys, well, they've been hiding under a rock, I suppose, because the Hoosier Playboys, a name that everybody knows around this area, performed together for about 30 years, right?
Right, yeah, back in the 50s.
And give us a little background about the group.
It started with Jarvis Craze and Herman Grigsby. Herman Grigsby was an Indiana State fiddler, and Herman was outstanding. He was just an amazing fiddler. And the group just kind of formed around him. And then when they bought the opera house and started running that, they kind of wanted my mom to come in and sing. She had a real old country style, Norma Jean. And my dad went ahead and joined him as their bass player at that point. And they played with them for a couple of years, and then I managed to get on as their drummer. So
how about that? The opera house was right there. Wasn't it right downtown Maine or there close by?
It was on the corner of it was right on JFK Avenue. I'm not sure exactly what the name of the street was there at the corner, but
it showcased a lot of fine talent over the years, didn't
it? Oh yeah, from all over the state, from Kentucky, Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee, all over Indiana.
So the Hoosier Playboys were the house band for the Opera House for many years, and of course they performed for 30 years together. You guys went on the road and did quite a few shows, didn't you?
We did a lot of shows around Indiana. They did do some shows in Illinois before I was there. And they were being broadcast live over a station in Paoli for about a year.
How about that? Well, unfortunately, everybody ages as time goes by, and you are the last surviving member of the group, huh?
Because I was just a kid, yeah. The oldest guy was 80 years old whenever the band broke up.
Wow. So, Jimmy Miller, of course, the last surviving member of the Hoosier Playboys. And, Jimmy, you're coming back to the area, and you're going to put on a special show free to the community tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow from 5 to 7.
And that'll be where?
At Eastside Park on the stage.
Eastside Park on the bandstand. So I want to invite everybody to come on out, bring your lawn chairs. They do have bleacher seating there, too, but bring your lawn chairs if you want a little more comfortable seat and enjoy the show. For those that don't know about Jimmy Miller's music, what can they expect coming out tomorrow night?
I do more stuff along my generation style, probably a little bit before that. You know, some stuff from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. That is more of an old rock. And, of course, I've mixed a lot of country in with it, too, because that's where my roots are from, you know.
So do you have a band backing you, full band?
No, I don't. I'm just going to get up there and do this playing guitar myself.
Okay. Jimmy Miller, again, on the bandstand at Eastside Park in Washington tomorrow night from 5 to 7 p.m. for a free concert for the community. Again, a great chance to come on out and enjoy some live music. The price is right. Not a bad seat in the house there at Eastside Park. And showcasing all kinds of songs that everybody will surely enjoy. Is there anything else you want to throw in this morning, Jimmy?
Not really.
So where are you at these days now?
I'm actually living here in Washington.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you, and thank you so much for coming in this morning to share the story of the Hoosier Playboys, and welcome back for a big show out at Eastside Park on the bandstand tomorrow night. Again, 5 to 7 p.m., Jimmy Miller performing at Eastside Park, last surviving member of the Hoosier Playboys. Should be a great show, and we invite everybody to come on out and enjoy the free entertainment. Jimmy, thank you so much.
Thank you.